Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Attention like a supermodel, definition of a body, coke bottle, I'm already tied up, I ain't trying to holler, give me one night, we don't even need tomorrow, lil' mama the truth, she got the juice, soldiers on the front line, she got the troops, hey, and I heard she worked two jobs, pay bills on crib with a new car, hey, definition of a true star, she got a blue, gold, silver, and a black car, keep the good credit on deck, it's raining $100 bills, she done made a mess. Game ain't checkers, this chest. It's amazing what she do to a little black dress. And if I'm gon' do it, it's done right. About to hit the road, baby. All I need is one night.
Big, 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 baby. All I need is one night. One night. Take it from the kitchen to the living room, from the living room to the bedroom. We can do anything you wanna do tonight. I can take it from the kitchen to the living room, from the living room to the bedroom. We can do anything you wanna do tonight.
One night and I bet your whole world changed. Drop 500 on a brand new Dolce. Hank Gabbana, she a prima donna. Getting to it, doing what she wanna. She get it on her own, and don't need a handout. She ain't looking for no loan. So tell her, hey, to carry on. Tonight I got my Mary on, and I'm in my zone. 5'5", thick thighs, spread it round eyes. And I ain't tripping, keep spinach like Popeye. Hold my, she fly, and I can't lie. She ain't about that life, then she ain't mine. A one time for the fine dimes. They got them hating hoes walking on a thin line. Told her if I had a chance, it was on sight. About to hit the road, baby. All I need is one night.
Big, 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 baby. All I need is one night. One night. One night. Take it from the kitchen to the living room, from the living room to the bedroom. We can do anything you wanna do tonight. I can take it from the kitchen to the living room, from the living room to the bedroom. We can do anything you wanna do
tonight. Hey, yo, big shout out to my boy Showzo. Told y'all we're gonna have a top six music for the night, and that was our number six track, Showzo, One Night. And you too can be a chance to be on our top six of the week. All you gotta do is go submit your music on 856 Entertainment at gmail.com, and you can be number one, two, three, four, five. Bitch, you might even be six, depending on what your music sound like. And then you will be played on our radio station that hosts on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. But excuse my language. I'm the light-skinned guy with the tattoos.
You know, man, it's your boy, Knock the God. We in this bitch. Another day, 2015, man. Takeover. The City Season 2, man. New World Order. If I should entertain you straight out of Camden, baby. Welcome, man. We, you know, we got the nigga with all the bears. With all the bears.
He wanted to speak with us today and some crazy topics that we have for you guys. My nigga, Deshaun Self-Fucking-Man. What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up,
What's up with you? How you feeling, bro?
Feeling great.
Where your birds at? Heard you got a lot of birds and shit. See, I heard you got Seahawks, Cardinals, and
all shit.
Hold on, I got quite a man.
That's a bird call?
They come running for that.
Hey, none of y'all know what I'm talking about. That's the shit
Mr. Sexy as shit.
He's famous off of being ugly, which is different and acting slow. I don't know if he's acting or if he's really that. He's really that slow. I don't know. Never met the guy before.
That nigga was like, he said, "Hey, motherfucker, I ain't slow."
So I can never know if he's slow or not. I don't know if it's an act. I don't know what he's doing, but. He makes us have a good laugh and shit, man. So big shout out to him. I hope you guys was tuning in on our radio stations Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Did y'all get the app? If y'all got the app, congrats. Know what I mean? The app is easier for y'all to listen to us as a radio station. You know what I mean? You listen to us, tune in to us, you know what I mean? So the app is called Spreaker. And then once you download the Spreaker, you go to the search bar and search straight out of Camden Radio Station. You'll see us with our big ass logo on there and shit.
Yeah.
Definitely see us on there.
It's not Speaker. Spreaker. Spreaker.
R E A K E R. Yeah, because somebody hit me up asking if it was Speaker.
Speaker. Send me an app with all these goddamn speakers.
So it's Spreaker, Spreaker. But man, we got some good topics for you guys today. We still going to play our top six of the week. The top six of the week is definitely going to be on the website by tomorrow. If you guys don't know the website, it's going to be basically www.856ent.com. You know what I mean? But we got a caller right now. I don't know if.
Oh, Mrs. Bird.
Who is he? Y'all hold this is a bird.
It's a bird.
Who this? Hello?
Mitty, bro.
Oh, what's good, bro?
It's a bird.
Shit.
What's up, Zeke?
Now I got the guy listening to the show, man.
You already know, bro.
Feel me?
I hope you got that motherfucking app, too, man.
Hell yeah, nigga. Even the
cricket. I hope I got the app.
Yeah, we got the app for the shits, man.
For the radio station, we're going to try to look one for the radio show.
Sorry, downloading.
Yeah. What's going on with you, though, man?
Now, fresh off the work, please knock me up.
Okay, give me money.
What's up with some tracks? When you going to send them in?
Right, Mitty liked that on the tracks for real. He's trying to play around, man. He got all the birds, too, man.
I do no rapping, see?
Oh, he trying to lie. Yeah, nigga's love lying, yo.
You got the birds, bro? What type of birds you got?
I'm looking for the Spanish one.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I don't know how to do the bird call Spanish.
I don't know. We're going to ask the Spanish one. You gotta roll y'all tongue when y'all doing that shit, man.
Yeah, man. Keep it up, my boys.
All right. Good luck for calling in, though, bro. You know what I mean? Stay tuned, though. We got like 50 minutes left.
You know, I got it on speaker, you heard?
Ooh, okay. Showing off. Good luck, bro. Holla at you, man. Yo, good luck on the bull Mitty, man.
Yeah, man.
Showing us love. If y'all want to call in. Call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082.
Yeah,
we got a question today, too. If you could describe yourself in a sentence, who are you? I mean, you can call us in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. And describe yourself in one sentence. Me and Not going to win a paragraph.
Don't be no bipolar woman.
Nah, she can be bipolar, bro. That's just her.
Sure.
I mean, I just don't want no paragraph.
Sure.
Yeah, it's cool. She can spaz out if she want. I'm going to say the number again. 347-989-8082. Tune into it, though.
So, the topic we got for today is the power of the liquor. What type of effects does the liquor give to you?
Ooh.
And another topic we got going on for today is we got, you ever took one for the team? And was it a good experience or a bad experience? I mean, some taking one for the team is good experiences, though. You know what I mean? And then we got five more songs to play. That was our top six of the week, which, like I said, y'all can be the top. Just got to send your music to 856entertainment@gmail.com and shit. So let's get on one of the topics, man. The power of the liquor, yo. We all like liquor, right? We all like different types of liquor. We like the Henny.
Ooh,
we like
that. Me, him, bro.
You don't drink Henny, bro? Get out. You drink E&J?
You drink clear like a bird.
Yeah, birds drink Henny too, though.
I never drunk light.
Oh, you never really got drunk before? Nah? Yeah. Oh, all right. So all different types of liquor give you all different types of effects. Light liquor give you a different effect than the dark liquor does.
I heard that liquor fucks you.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Woo! I mix Henny with Henny and Hypnotic, or Henny with Red Bull. You know what I mean? Or Henny with a Thought Juice. You ever taste that before?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was good as hell. It got me fucked up, but it got me good as hell. But what type of effect does it get?
Some girls get horny, I know that much.
I get horny, nigga. My shit break hard from the time I start drinking to the time I go to sleep. I think my shit's still hard when I go to sleep, because when I wake up, my shit's still hard. I think that's the effect that liquor gives me.
My shit be brick scar coming on my jaw.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, me, I'm always horny like a mama. The liquor, it just, you know what I mean, it boosts me up. Get my adrenaline popping in. I'm like, I'm going to go like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, 5-hour power, you feel me?
I feel you, bro. But it's crazy because I have a saying for this, and I want everybody to catch on with it. Liquor is the only reason why fat bitches got a chance with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all don't understand that, y'all can call in and let me know y'all understand.
So, fat bitches.
I'm going to say it again.
Get the Henny and Red Bull. And y'all can ride DJ Face.
Liquor is the only reason why fat bitches have a chance with me. Because if I'm sober, I'm not attracted to the fat.
I just said she like that.
But if I'm drunk and I see a fat bitch at the party and she trying, you know what I mean? She trying to do whatever, you know what I mean? My shit might activate with her. But if I'm sober, my shit don't activate. So if any fat woman that want a chance with Promatic, make sure you got the fifth in your hand, because that's the only way you're going to have a chance with me, bitch. Fuck that.
But for some men, he drank.
But me, man, the liquor, I just hear, like, I just like to dance and shit. When I get the liquor, I like to dance. I mean, trying to fuck you already. No, I'm always trying. You already know I'm trained. You feel me? But the liquor just give me that adrenaline rush. That's about it. You feel me? You know, I be in the club. I don't drink for no reason. So we definitely got. It definitely got to be a special occasion for me.
Take me out on my birthday.
Okay, we trying to go, bro. Okay. No, man, my boy gonna be what? 19.
Yeah,
trying to fuck like up, man. But what that liquor do to you, man?
It gets me happy.
Getting happy, man, for the motherfucking birds, man. That's Mr. Sexy as Shit Junior right there.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But I mean, the power of the liquor, man, it turn a quiet bitch into a thought for real, man. the liquor make a bitch do some things she ain't know about, man. That shit is crazy. They try to blame it on the liquor, but, you know, that's just that extra boost, man. But with the power of the liquor could also get you that get off me charge, man. And for the people who don't know what the get off me charge is,
ask Bill Cosby. That nigga killed.
Ask Bill Cosby, yo, he wildin'.
Nah, I'm playing around. He drug girls, but I don't believe all that though, man.
Yeah.
I really don't believe the hype what he did, man. So, For all people that believe what Bill, they think
Fuck
Bill Cosby
you.
Did all that, man. How
Bill Cosby
didn't
do that shit.
I don't think so. But seriously, though, man, like, have y'all ever had a moment when y'all was drinking and then one the next day, like, you just did some bullshit? Like, that night you did some bullshit.
With a nigga you ain't like?
Nah, I mean, not even that. Like, fighting-wise, just did a move that wasn't supposed to be done. If you had a girl, you cursed her out. All this different types of shit that goes on, man. That's why
drinking
we got
that dark liquor.
We got to be careful and handle the shit we can handle, man, because it's kind of hard, like. Liquor is love, though.
Definitely, though, man. The power of liquor make you go crazy. You know, some people, when they get drunk, they like to drink and drive.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at me, because I know I do, but...
You know, a lot of people like to, you know, text, express their feelings, you know, say shit that they wouldn't say when they were, like, you know, quote-unquote sober.
To that drink.
Yeah, and they be drinking and shit, and they get all in their feelings. So it's a lot of... The liquor definitely turn you into somebody you ain't never see yourself being. So the liquor is like, I mean, whole different person.
I'm pretty sure everybody in this world, if you have it, you're not missing anything, to be honest. If you like acting stupid, then yeah, you're missing something. But other than that, if you're quiet, laid back, don't drink.
That's me. On a sober day.
But, I mean, what?
I'm sober, I'm quiet.
When you drinking, you be chilling too. I don't never see you rowdy.
Y'all should have seen this nigga high.
Yeah, yeah. He was sleep. High. See, I can't talk about being high. I never
the
smoked.
The birds were dancing on me. I don't even know it.
Yeah, the birds were dancing on you, nigga. And you was just like, just chilling with your eyes low. I couldn't knock that though, man. You doing your thing and shit. But the liquor gives you a good power.
Mrs.
They give you like, they give you, like, a good saying is, a drunk mind speaks a sober tongue, right?
I believe that.
A lot of fights is caused from people being drunk. You ever notice that shit? If it was a big-ass fight, that's because somebody is being drunk or somebody had just a little bit too much alcohol in their system and shit. Me, I don't think I never had any regrets where I was like, damn, man, I wish I never did that. I mean, I kind of know what's going on with myself and... I know how to handle, you know, shit like that. I mean, you got any stories where you drunk too much, bro, and you like, damn?
Nah.
What about you, not?
I mean, when I drink too much, I normally, like, just sit there and be quiet because I know in my head, I'm like, yo, I'm going to say some bullshit. Like, the other day, my mans told me, like, I don't know how the fuck you can hold your liquor like that. Like, I don't say shit. Like, I normally just go to sleep, man, because... I don't know, man. I don't like embarrassing myself. I don't give a fuck how drunk I am. I can control myself. But once I hear that music, I got to dance. That's the only thing. The music, I mean, the liquor and music, man, I turn up, man. But I've never been too drunk where it was like I embarrassed
He's
myself
like
the Rome next morning.
What's his name? Rome off the wood. When the boy came out, my nigga!
But nah, I never got that fucked up, man. I don't plan to neither, man. I want to stay the same way I've been when I've been still getting drunk, just listening to music, having a good time. Fuck all that other shit.
If you got any crazy drunk stories, man, call in at 347-989-8082. Again, that's called 347-989-8082, man. I wouldn't mind hearing y'all drunk stories. I kind of care about that. I want to hear how stupid y'all was. And I'm pretty sure everybody that's listening now, if somebody's listening, definitely had drunk stories in their time, man.
Yeah, I heard my boy Promo got up on the stripper one day. He was drunk.
Oh, yeah, you seen the video.
Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't no stripper, bro. She was just like one of those white bitches that went to Passions that wanted some attention and shit.
Next, y'all going to take me Passions.
See, you can go now. Wait, they do ID though. They ID do now though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they ID.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know, but I heard they be IDing and shit though. But nah, man. All right, I remember one time I had this. I was going to this bitch house and shit. And what I'm about to tell y'all, don't judge me, yo, cause I don't want to be judged and shit. So I went to the shorty house. I wanted to do my 1-2. She already knew what it was, bitch. I came at 12 a.m. I come at 12 a.m., you should already know what it is. If you don't know what it is, if I come at 12 a.m.,
it's a boxing man.
Then I think we should cut it off, especially if I don't hit you up often. So, came in there and did my 1-2, but I think I said the L word.
I believe I said the L word to her and shit. It's because I was. It's because I think I had a lot of pinnacle that night. You know what I mean? So I took her to her. I went to her house. And I was like, you know what I mean? I was saying the L. I don't want to say the L word because she was just looking at me like, the fuck is wrong with you type look. And I was like, I'm drunk. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, it was just a chick that I met 2 weeks before that happened, and you know what I mean? I had an opportunity.
So, in that particular moment, a drunk mind spoke a sober tongue.
Hell no, motherfucker. I never spoke with that bitch again.
Oh,
you know what I mean? She was ugly as hell, but, like, I didn't mean to say that. I guess I was just like in the moment, and I was just speaking some dumb crap. Nah, I don't like saying that. It was
alright.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was
okay. Bro, that shit I said it numerous of times. I didn't say the L word one time, man. I said that word. Yeah, I was saying it while I was sitting.
Oh no!
I didn't even know it. I didn't even know this bitch. I was like just saying it, man. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. But I learned my lesson, and that day I jumped out the window like I was on some motherfucking Tom Clancy's type Ghost Recon type shit. Because I guess her parents was coming or whatever. So, you know, I snuck in the house. I said I love you too. I had the worst experience with that bitch, man.
You snuck in the house?
Yeah, and I snuck out. So, you know what I mean? Doing all that extra shit. And that's what I get for being drunk, man. I can't be drunk trying to do missions like that. And that's for y'all out there, too. Don't be drunk trying to be a nation in missions like that, whatever. What you laughing at? Whatever.
You said it numerous of times. Come on, man.
I said it numerous of times. I didn't mean to. I focused on it. So the next day, I talked to her, and I was like, yo, was I saying I love you to you and shit? She was like, yeah. And after that, I think she was turned off by how much I was turned off by it. And after that, I never had sex with a woman drunk again. Like, I never just had sex at all. I was like, yo, can't do it while I'm drunk. Unless, like, that's my girl or something. Well, I fuck with you heavy. Don't fuck no strangers drunk, man. Cause you and that bitch
did
end
you
up.
Strap up?
Yeah, I strapped up. I was smart.
And you ain't really love it then.
why you say that? What the hell that mean?
Cause I'm saying like you strapped up.
So when you go raw, you love a person?
No.
You got. Nah, man. I can love a woman and strap up at the same time. I hope she understands that I don't want no kids right now, bro.
But anyway, was it really dipping gold?
Nah, bro.
Like Mr. Krabs?
I would still be with her to this day if it was dipping gold. Fuck that. That shit was alright.
Pussy makes you fall in love. God damn. You find that dipping gold.
I never really spoke to them, no one, about that situation. It was so embarrassing, man. I couldn't do it, though. But we about to play the number 5 song of the week, man. It's called Diamond in the Rough by my boy Moolah, man. It's all for the little Puerto Rican bitches in there and get y'all shake on. Let's get it.
Somebody got to teach me how to do bachata, too, man. I'm going to fuck somebody up.
Let's get it.
Squat.
Round too. Get a drink, then we leave like a round two. Baby, this money ain't a problem. Got money, problems to solve them. I fame blasting like rockets. When I make knowledge, we got this. Keep grinding, filling up a pocket. Keep grinding, body of a goddess. It's hot, but we be the hottest. I'ma hold you down, I promise. I promise. She keep grinding, body of a goddess. It's hot, but we be the hottest. I'ma hold you down, I promise. Cause party begun. Then won't stop till we see the sun. So let's just live it up, cause you only live once. Baby, you that diamond in the rough. Now let me show you about love. Let me show you things about us. Let's show the world about us.
Shout out to my boy Moolah, man. Got all the bitches diamond in the rough. You like that song they saw?
It's alright. It's alright.
So if a Puerto Rican bitch was giving you a lap dance on that song, would you like that song they saw?
Oh, it depends on how the lap dance turns out.
You're a bad bird. So you want a bad bird?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I don't blame you, though, man. Yo, big shout-out to my boy, Moolah. He was number five choice for this week, man. We're going to come up soon with the songs. Nah, I mean, they're going to come out throughout the show and shit. But we still on the topic, power of the liquor, man. So y'all still don't got no crazy stories with this liquor, though?
Crazy story with the liquor, nah.
Or have we seen some?
Oh, I mean, yeah. If y'all know me, man, I go out every weekend. So, I mean, where do you want me to start? Because niggas I'll be with is crazy. Boy, it's crazy like a motherfucker. Well, I'm going to go back to when we, like, first started, like, I mean, getting drunk, going out and shit like that. Like, it was like, I say it was probably like 20 of us. We was on South Street. It's drinking, wilding. You know, on South Street in the summertime. That's Thirst Trap City right there. Like, any girl walk by, it's like a million niggas. She like a taxi walking down the street. Like, it'd be one joint. It'd be like a million niggas just, like, yerping and grabbing her and shit like that. But, I mean, we was on South Street drunk as hell. So, everybody drunk. And you just see, like, all my niggas just wilding. So, it was this one dude, I mean, from my boy Dash, one of my boys. You know what I'm saying? He was just on South Street, like, just wilding, like, bumping everybody, walking in the middle of the street. So, right, he out of nowhere, he said he got hungry, so he took his shirt off. Don't ask me why. He just took his shirt off. He said, I'm hungry as hell, took his shirt off. So, he seen these two white girls walking down the street with pizza. So, he like, yo, let me get a bite. So she was like, no, I can't do that. Yo, he was just like, fuck you, bitch. Want your pizza anyway, white bitch, and spit on her. Bro, for pizza, bro.
Wait, what?
for pizza. He spit on her because she want to give him a bite of pizza. I'm like, what the fuck? So he's like, yo, go get your boyfriend and all that. So, you know, we try and break it up, calm him down and shit like that.
How
so,
was the woman acting?
Like, they were scared. Like, they like, what the fuck? For a bite of pizza. So, we, like, I mean, probably like an hour go past. We about to leave. So, we in the car. You just hear somebody, like, while we driving back home, we just hear somebody, like, like, every bump we hit, they was just like, we like, what the fuck? So he like, yo, my stomach hurt, like, pulled over. He just started throwing up in the car. Like, every bump we hit, he just be like, like, we had to stop on the bridge. This nigga was wild. And I said, yo, I'm not getting drunk with y'all niggas no more, man. Y'all niggas is straight just tripping, man. For real. That was the wildest story, man.
For real?
Yeah.
They was going crazy like that?
Yeah.
But the white girl ain't do
nothing. Hell no. Got that ass tore up, boy. That nigga crazy, man. But I got one more story out of this, man. A lot of people, if y'all see me, y'all know who I'll be with, you know what I mean? My boy Small with the freckles of core and shit like that. This nigga get wild, but nah, I ain't gonna get into the wild story. I'm gonna get like when everybody, we wanna go home, we dropping everybody off. We'll get to his crib. We'll be like, yo, you home? He'd be like, I don't give a fuck what you telling me for. Like, we at his crib. Like, yo, you got to get out. Yo, like, what you doing? You got to get out the car. He like, nah, bro, I'm sleeping in here. I don't fuck what y'all talking about. I'm like, what? You got to get out the car. So once we finally get him out the car, he'll, like, try to fight you and get back in the car. So we finally got him to, like, get up and go in his house. He tried to open the door with his charger. This motherfucker gonna be like, oh, damn, they must have changed the locks on me. Like, nigga, you opening the door with your charger. He like, nah, they had to change the locks. This shit not working. Yo, man, I got the craziest friends, yo. Craziest motherfuckers, man, when they get drunk, yo, for real.
Well, I think your stories are crazier than my shit. Like that.
Fuck you mean,
man. Fuck you mean.
Real, yeah, he got the craziest stories. And you still got a crazy story, Sean? Power of the liquor made motherfuckers do the most craziest things in the world, man. But I gotta give a big shout out to that, though. So if you wanna call in and tell us your story, call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. We got the question of the day, man, is if you could describe yourself in a sentence, who are you? Me? I'm just a light-skinned guy trying to make it. That's it. That's all. What about you?
If I could describe myself, you know, in one sentence, you know, I would just say I'm living, man. Learning every day. So that's all, man. I'm just living and learning. That's it.
What about you, Sean? If I could describe myself in one sentence. Be somebody that's trying to get this diploma and get the hell up out of high school, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell y'all, Sean is still in high school, though, but, man, my boy is still learning. See, he's going to be a radio personality when you get older, man. He's learning every day and shit, man. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's our descriptions of ourselves. But, man, I'm just trying to make it in life, man, trying to be something, trying to be different, trying to prove everybody wrong. Cause, you know what I mean? A lot of people got all this thought, oh, he ain't going to make it. These motherfuckers ain't going to make it and shit. You know what I mean? I want to
prove your ass wrong this year.
I just want to prove everybody wrong. Like, man, I am going to make it. And it's not because, you know what I mean, that. Well, it is because I want it more than anything. But at the same time, anybody can make it in life. You just got to want that shit, man. And I try to tell people that every day, but motherfuckers don't listen, man. That's just how it is, bro.
That's true fact, though. But, you know what I mean? The talk of today is the Cowboys losing, man. How you feel about that, man?
I love it. I'm an Eagles fan, baby. You know I love when the Cowboys lose, man. Not because I'm a hater, it's because I'm an Eagles fan. When you're an Eagles fan, you gotta understand that Eagles and Cowboys is the worst. You know what I mean? I don't like the Cowboy. I don't like a fan. I don't like Tony Romo. I don't like Dez Bryant. I don't like Jason Garrett. I don't like the owner. I don't even know what his fucking name is. Now, I don't even like fat ass Christy because he liked the Cowboys. So he just fucked up my chances of voting for him. Because he's a Cowboys fan.
Damn, it's that deep.
It's that deep, bro.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Fuck that. But I'm just saying, I'm an Eagles fan. That's why I love the Cowboys.
Patriots, you already know we still in this rut game right here.
You a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
What do you become a Patriots fan?
When the Eagles lost to him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can't be trading like that.
I was young when that happened. I
stick
with them all, dude.
Man, fuck you mean, bro. You can't switch like that.
No ring having ass.
Okay.
I got top ring.
Okay.
I mean ring polish. You
okay.
call it.
But remind yourself. Remind yourself that you was an Eagles fan once too.
Hey.
Okay.
Because y'all had Brian Westbrook. That's it.
Okay.
But we got McCoy. He better than Westbrook.
Fuck him. That man got. D-Russell
touchdowns
this whole year.
Oh,
five,
shit.
Five.
How you feel about it? I honestly don't give a damn. Me, personally, I would wanted to see the Cowboys win. I'm saying, but they lost. You got to be a winner, got to be a loser. Ain't none of them my team, man. I like St. Louis. We ain't in the playoffs, so
how
I ain't got nothing
to
talk
call?
About.
That call?
That call? I think that was a bullshit rule. I mean, he had possession. He took like three steps after he fucking caught the ball. Then he fell and it came out. I don't like that. That's a dumbass rule, man.
Yeah. I don't know. The call was very interesting, man. That Cowboys call, I saw that. I was like, shit, you know, like. But they lost. No matter what, Cowboys was in the lead that game, and it's not like they couldn't come back. I know it dropped a lot of momentum, but if they won it that bad, they would have proved the referees wrong and still won that game. So y'all can say, fuck that call. That call was bullshit. But the same chances, the Cowboys still had a chance, no matter what. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit.
And right now, it's the Colts and the Broncos.
Colts
who,
busting the Broncos' ass right now.
Yeah, who you want to win, though?
The Colts.
Okay, it's 24-13 right now. Hey. Colts is up.
That's because the Colts lost to them last year.
Yeah.
And got their ass whooped.
Yeah, he got something to prove. Andrew Luck, I mean, he been doing his thing, man. I can really see him being something, franchise quarterback, Hall of Famer.
I mean, I definitely
see him.
See that too, man. Big shout out to motherfucking Andrew Luck. We beat them this year, though, just to let you know.
That's my nigga.
Yeah, and Bradshaw, even though he's second string.
Wow.
And Bradshaw, my boy, though, man. So, big shout-out to the Colts winning. Big shout-out to the Patriots winning a hard-fought battle against the Baltimore Ravens. And we already knew the Seahawks was going to kill the Carolina Panthers. But Cam picked up a good fight.
Yeah.
Still came out and lost.
The beast.
Yeah, I like.
I'm thankful.
I'm a big boy, man. I like Cam Newton, man. That's my boy and shit,
yeah,
but.
Cam.
Yeah, I already know that they weren't going to beat them and shit, though. So that's the NFL today. So next week is going to be the Patriots and the winner of the Colts and the Broncos, but it looks like the Colts is winning. And Packers, Seahawks. That's probably one going to be the one of the biggest NFL championship game, NFC championship games of the year, man. I mean, that game's going to be real good because the Packers is a bomb squad, and then you got – you know what I mean? The Seahawks, who's just tearing teams apart. Only reason why I don't like the Seahawks winning because of Richard Sherman. He's a very cocky, arrogant guy. But.
Man, that's a sport.
He don't need to be.
Then you got this shit talk.
Nah, man. Fuck that. He don't need to be a shit talker, man. But we about to play the number 4 song of the day, man. You already know what this is, B. It's going to be Paris, not Crush, man.
Woo!
Called Berserk. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Shout me out on Instagram at @IM_DJPromos. Get it, bitch.
Yo, man, it's your boy, Knock the God, man. 856 Entertainment. We live, man. Follow me on Facebook at John D. Knock. You can follow me on Twitter at Machiavelli. You can follow me on Instagram at Knock Yourself Out. That's NOC_YUR self out, man. Let's get it. New World Order.
Yeah. On site, Culinary Entertainment.
for my baby Paris. I'm going berserk.
Yo, big shout out to Paris, man. She coming up. Yeah, big shout out to her, man.
My cousin want to get you, Paris. Like, get with
you, man. Come holler at me, man.
Yo, wow. So now we got the three down to the top three songs of the week. We're going to talk about our next topic, which is taking one for the team. I'm pretty sure everybody did this before, if your experience was good or bad. So the definition of taking one for the team, let's just say
I got a good one.
Your cousin, your friend had a girl and she had a friend. Can that be taking one for the team?
Yeah, it's big. Taking one for the team is basically
when the guy's trying to cop.
Making sure she's not the third wheel.
Yeah, basically. Dude.
Making sure she's not the third wheel and shit now. I had one, but I'm going to let Deshaun, you got a story about your taking one for the team? You got a story about taking, bro? You never took one for the team before, bro?
Look,
wait,
back.
No, wait. I'm trying to think.
It could be a cute girl or an ugly bitch, though.
He bought some girl, right? Bought, though. It was another girl. And they got the room, and I had to put on my Mac hat. Boom. Had the Mac real quick, you feel me? So, got to touching on that big, soft booty.
Okay.
Boom. Got to the birds and the bees.
Okay.
You feel me? She was in that room moaning for locks. Locks
and
locks. Hell yeah. Hey, learned it from my big cousin.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, did you know the girl? You knew her before y'all got there?
I knew her before.
So, like, you only went because your cousin told you to go over there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know if she was
going to
be there, though, so.
Oh, thanks, right. My boy took one for the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's up, promo? You took one for the team, man.
I mean, I took plenty for the team,
okay,
man. Okay. I mean, some I wanted, some I lost. Some bitches is ugly, some bitches is cute. I mean, we all had experience, but I remember one experience was after Christmas last year, 2013. He said he had a mission. So I'm like, all right, true. You know what I mean? I like missions. Shit. I like Mission Impossible. Shit. I'm just like Tom Cruise and that shit. Bitch was all right, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right, I'll take one for the team. You know what I mean? I know he wants you with his shorty. Nah, I mean, he doing his thing and shit. So, me and her, chilling, whatever. I'm, like, the laid-back guy. I mean, I'll make my moves silent, but, bitch, you would never know, especially if you're drinking. Never know, because I'm silent. I ain't loud. You know how you ever had some person that's so loud with theirs and shit, man? I'm not loud when making my moves, so. So, we did our, you know what I mean, our little 1-2, whatever and shit, man. And I took her upstairs, whatever. Hit it. I hit it the first day I met her. I didn't even know her last name at the time.
Damn.
Oh,
nobody
wow.
Know their last names at the time.
Well, I usually like to get to know the woman. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
You got mad.
Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. But I like to get to know the girl. So I got to know her. She was a cool woman. And then at the end of the day, the same two girls that was over my house that day, me and Not knew, got them. Yeah, I mean, so it was a good experience and shit. Big shout out to y'all. I wish I could say y'all name, but I already talked about the sex life thing, so, you know.
I took a lot for the team, man. God damn. I don't think, how much I took for the team, I don't think my fucking team loved me, god damn.
Nah.
Shit, man. I mean.
You want to tell your story after the next number
3
song?
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do that. Play that number 3. Who that? That concept?
Concept by the
bridge, man.
Let's get it. Ha!
Squawk.
A Silver.
Yeah. Concept. By the bridge.
Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge.
Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge. Cold corners and lonely nights. Somebody's son, somebody's gun, somebody's life. That's all I see from my window along my doorway. Cause I gotta be careful not to see the wrong end of somebody's night. And that's fucked up cause I've been here, raised here, got laid here, got paid here. Got a list of mistakes that I've made here. As I get older, brush them crumbs off my shoulder. Had no possible closure cause everything's still the same here. A great mind with bad judgment. Empty box, got my niggas in empty lot. Victim from empty shot. Crime, murder, drug, beef with some lies. My niggas locked with no bail for a piece of the fries. Damn. Need a diversion to lead this excursion. Just sit aside and watch them lies and bail and resurface. Shit. Now whose eye are we worth it? You're living till you die. Between just find a purpose. Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge. Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge. Champion my whole life, like Northside when I rap, when nothing seemed to go right. Try to be another nigga who left me, cause the hood just ain't quite. Just weighed off my chest, gotta keep eyes peeled at night. Keep doors locked at rest. My family tied, my niggas dying in the whole city, they sling iron. In every hood, them teens buying. My mama wearing, my daddy sick, no insurance, this can't be life. Money low, can't post bail, my brother he locked, and my sister on white. Change over common issue where I stay, no reason for you. Since you losing sleep throughout your day, when they don't give a fuck at all. Since a young kid had the brawl, if you switch then you gon' fall. The police you'll have to call. But I wouldn't trade my life for nothing. Love my fam and my niggas got a problem and it's nothing. Yeah, the many struggles you could live. Damn, when you living by the bridge. Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge. Enjoy your life for what it is, cause where I'm from, we struggle just to get it how we live. It ain't safe to leave your place, get caught up and catch a case. Either way, the side is when you living by the bridge.
Northside, it's the boy Concept by the Bridge, man. He said some real shit in that motherfucking song just now, man. So big shout out to my boy Concept for doing that track, man, laying it all down on a track.
Yeah, big shout out to Concept, man, doing
this. Northside. Northside, already know North from the
Northside, friend. With that side, then you getting slide.
Then you getting slide off, man. Stay your ass in school, man. But, I mean, take one for the team. Yeah, I took a couple, man. I mean, it's crazy. It's girls to this day. I still don't know their names, don't got their numbers, nothing like that. But it's like, I'm always the one who got to take one for the team. It's like, it could be a million of us, and they be like, yo, I'm chilling with this bitch, and she got a friend, and everybody just be like, oh, nah, got it. You like, what the fuck? Everybody just throwing me in the water, man. I had a couple, I think two or three. Nah, fuck that. I had like two or three with the nigga Promatic, man. I mean, they all went well except one, so I'm going to tell y'all the one that didn't go well. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I got this friend down the highway. She got a friend. I'm like, all right, come on, let's take that trip. And out there, you know. We going to, like, some park, like, kind of with the woods and shit like that. So we had to let Promo and Big Girl go first. So I'm looking at the girl. I'm like, oh, I don't like her at all. She was, like, real tall and, like, she was ugly to me. Dark-skinned joint. Yeah, we had a lot. But I'm telling you, the only one, you know what I mean, I felt to get it in with, so you know what I mean, it was our turn. I wasn't really feeling it. And plus she was tall, we was in a Pontiac and shit like that. So it was basically like, we both was too fucking big to be in that back seat, you know, with the two-door coupe, shit like that. So I'm like, oh, man, this shit ain't gonna work. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm happy as hell that shit ain't go down. Like, I did not want to do it to that girl at all, man. But, yeah, I took a lot for the team. I took 9-10 for the team, man. I'm telling you, my man, everybody be like, yo, bro, I got this friend. She got a friend. Like, what's up, man? Look me out. I'm just, all right, man, I got you. But, you know, I had some good times, some high times, and this and times. Just be like, fuck, why I do that? And then the one time I didn't, and I was like, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cool, whatever, man. You know what I mean? But we about to play the number 2 song. No Feeling by Karma, you already know. Big shout out to Say Less on Entertainment. Let's get it.
We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. Cut you off in minutes, ho. Cut you off in minutes, ho. Karma. Cut you off like that. No room in my section. No room in my section. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't got no preference. Crossing you ain't a question. Crossing you ain't a question. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't got no homies. You can call me phony. Niggas wanna act like they know me, but
we don't catch no feelings.
Gassing niggas low key. Light you up like a bogey. Don't tell me shit, nigga, show me. Cause
we don't catch no feelings.
We don't catch emotions. I'll cut you off if you dry. And you know I got that lotion that's rubbing off every time. You feeling me from the start? I hit you with a surprise. You all in my inbox. I hit you with no reply. Relationship ain't no question. Don't ask me who I mess with. You hold your breath around me, I'ma leave your ass breathless. Leave your ass dead in whatever bitch bed you rest in. Whenever you get the message, I'll block you like I'm texting.
I'ma cut you off like dead end. No room in my section.
No room in my section.
We don't catch no feelings, so we don't got no best friends. Crossing you ain't a question.
Crossing you ain't a question.
We don't catch no feelings,
ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We move too fast, you feeling slow. Grimy when I feel as though. Niggas wanna switch up. We kicked it till I kicked up. Games in the air just to stick up. And the toughest niggas gon' bitch up. We don't really love them. We telling the nigga lies. And you said that time is money. You making my time fly. I told her that nigga cheating. We laughing while getting high. She dropped that nigga so quick. That nigga ain't dropping by.
Karma.
I don't give a damn who you be. I'm flowing like a doobie. I'm fresher than a new weed. I don't give a damn if you do leave. I change on the niggas that knew me. Got paper like it's loose leaf. Karate chopping niggas off. I'm moving like I'm Bruce Lee.
I'll catch you up like that. No room in my section.
No room in my section.
We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't got no best friends. Crossing you ain't a question.
Crossing you ain't a question.
We don't catch no feelings, ho.
We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho.
Yours. Big shout out to Karma, man. No feelings and shit. But we about to get to the last song of the day. We can't play all of it, but we're going to play most of it. My big boy, Fly Guy, here we come. But, you know what I mean? This is say goodbye. We'll be here on next Sunday at 7 p.m. You already know. Don't forget to tune in our radio station 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday. You already know this is that light-skinned nigga. We out.
Knock the god, bitch.
OTF. The family.
You are now listening to a Cheddar production.
Hello. Shout out, John. I'm saying shout out to the girl, Razor, man. Shout out to Angie. Shout out to Tamara. Shout out to my mom, Monique. Shout out to my boy, Tony, over there doing Northside. Shout out to my boy, Sean, man, a.k.a. Barry Jr., man.
Watch out, cause it ain't come. Black eye, fell, bro. Watch out, cause it ain't come. Switch the target and pain, nigga. Y'all niggas don't hear me come. H Street by K, nigga. Y'all niggas don't hear me come. Roll around that plane, nigga. Y'all niggas don't hear me come. y'all niggas don't hear me coming. Fact is, I'm that cane, nigga. Y'all niggas don't hear me coming.
This shit get too real. Better blame the starters, pick your target. Flash your nigga, rub quarter. Got low with an O and going forward. Some true little niggas see my heat. That shot on radio, G sweet. Play deep with desire, be a sweet. And this world's out here and they see some sheep. That bitch fuck around with the customer. Fuck my travel. I'm trying to love you, but you never have, boy. You never have. My bitch is my bitch, yeah. You cannot have her. Try to get the one, you're talking to have. Niggas get killed now, make it on the path. Surface of the sea, y'all fuck these crabs. I'm running around stressing, I ain't trying to have it. So we was the king, but the monster's wrong. Fuck around mine, I leave you, we won't. You ain't Kevin Hart, bitch, take what's dope. If mine is mad, I'll stick to the hope. That's what I think, I'm taking me a note. Niggas, the world is fixing the most. Double is a lie, but it's just a joke. I guess it's good, they fuck with the dope. Fuck the wood, I'm a tool with the bro. Fuck the police, I'm Uncle John Doe. Word of the wise and the wise to me go. This grown man talk, little kids gotta go. Talk to little niggas like moms on the line. If they moms are the cops, then they moms gotta slide. Real nigga shit, this a real nigga rock. Get love, that's a real nigga lie.
5-0, hell no. Watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, hell bro. Watch out, cause here they come. Talking, hey nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. X Street YK, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around that lane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing the same, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hate gang, nigga, y'all niggas.